This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We are getting into the breakfast champion. Today we are celebrating a Limpopo filmmaker who is sowing back into the province, Mulatelo Mainetja Bosman, the co-owner of Africa Institute of Multimedia. She's joining us on the line.
Celebrating the Sterings, Manyora, Mapala, the lead characters in their own stories, the breakfast champions.
So armed with knowledge about television industry as well as filmmaking, Mulatelo Mainetja Bosman came back home with a plan. Recently being one of the beneficiaries of the stimulus grant program, at least Leo Maninyana. Hey, Rnababa Ngwema, Irfitile. She was able to start a journey of empowering Limpopo filmmakers. Welcome, Mulatelo. Thank you for making time to join us. Are you well?
I'm good. Complexion and the silhouette. How are you?
We are good. Doing great. Thanks. Thank you. And we must say congratulations for being the overall winner.
Thank you.
I'm sure it wasn't an easy journey, ne?
It wasn't. I mean, it's a journey that goes back to 11 years ago. So it was just humbling that, you know, it was coming to life and impacting lives of many young people across the province.
Yeah. So where are you from in the province? I mean, we saw pictures of you being celebrated out in Tzaneen. Is that where you're from?
Yes, I'm in Tzaneen, originally from Ramojaji, Block 5. But I'm here because I work from Tzaneen. Yes.
Awesome, Kaya. How? Okay. Let's look at the 134 filmmakers that you've been working with. What was the focus, and what did you manage to cover with them?
We are accredited with MICT, running film and TV, offering film and TV qualifications. So what we have done this time around, and we said, because, you know, we've been training, but, you know, the issue has always been you train and then what? So we then decided we are going to craft and curate this program into something what we call cellphone filmmaking. Yes, cellphone filmmaking. Not because it's so low in quality and everything, but because that's the future. So we then got an expert to work with us who develops course material to curate a program that would allow these youngsters to be able to use their cell phones to make films that can even travel internationally. So that's what we were able to come up with. And if you see the work that these youngsters have produced with these cell phones, you'll be amazed. In fact, I was watching them when we had that event where we were celebrating our learners. You know, when I watched the productions that they produced, I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, are you sure this guy didn't use camera? That's how great the productions are.
Wow. So you are impressed with the level of interaction and also just the response that you have been getting from the young people?
And the commitment, the passion. These guys, you know, I think filmmaking has always been, you know, a thing for Gauteng, Western Cape and the big cities. And for them to be a part of it locally, and not just locally, but also acquiring the kind of skills that they can actually use elsewhere in the country and beyond. That was just mind-blowing for them. And I mean, I follow some of them on social media, and the things they say,
yeah,
it's amazing. It's just amazing, and they're just blown away. And also, we have also our facilitators who were facilitating the programs, who have worked elsewhere. And they was like, you know, we haven't worked with people who know what they're doing. You know, we've gone to other provinces, we work, but you guys, you are on point. You know exactly what you want to do, and you know how to go about doing it.
Yeah, very encouraging. So in terms of filmmaking on a continental level, I mean, you recently partnered with the fast-rising Nigerian movie director and screenwriter, Ike. Tell us about that.
I met Ike a few years ago, at Discop, you know, in Joburg.
So we
spoke about, you know, collaboration between South Africa and Nigeria and how we can bring it to life. So, you know, it's talks that go on and on with COVID. In fact, COVID came at a time when I was planning a trip to Nigeria because Ike, apart from being a fervent filmmaker, but he has also established what you call the love potion, a creative hub where filmmakers can come in not only to work, but to network. You know, they can also use the facilities to, you know, to film, because it's like, you know, this big structure with, so like a multi-purpose hub for filmmakers.
Sure.
So I was supposed to go there so we can then see how we can bring this, you know, take this relationship to the next level. Then COVID happened, right?
Uh-huh.
So, but we didn't stop there. What we are doing right now, we are trying to come up with an idea of bringing that, because that's what he has established in Nigeria.
Yeah.
He wants to establish it in other countries as well. So who knows? Maybe in the near future, we could be talking about the love potion coming to South Africa through us.
100%.
Sure. So where can people see your work, or, you know, get in touch with you?
I mean, we're very active on social media, on Facebook, Molatelo Manager Bosman, and we also are on Twitter, Miss Molatelo. And AIM, we just established an account for Twitter as well, Instagram as well, Molatelo Manager. So Bulubathaba Media Group is across all platforms. If you just, obviously, you know, type on the search feature, then you're able to pull all the work that we do. And what is important to say, if there are young people listening, is to say who are interested in film.
Yeah.
Because they have to like our pages, because that's where we publish most of the opportunities that we have.
Sure.
100%. Thank you so much for making time to join us this morning. We love your work, Molatelo Mainecha Postman, co-owner of Africa Institute of Multimedia, celebrating her. She's a Limpopo filmmaker who is giving back to the province.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.